Michael Johnson will conduct the hearing at this time. He will be the lead, sir. Were you able to hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, now, once the hearing here will be that of the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
So tell us.
Good morning, sir. Please say your name and your ABC number for us for the record.
William Michael Catello, 184-182.
Okay, so you're going for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I want to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. Also representing the Department of Corrections as well as a parole officer is Mr. Westby, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form inviting you of this board's hearing. Do you call receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Your hiring attorney, are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay, sir, I am looking at your warrant, and it looks like you have a release date of July 31st of 2018. That's right. So, sir, that's in less than 2 weeks that you will actually be released. If we were to grant you parole, there's a good likelihood that you wouldn't be out before your release date would actually occur. However, it is strictly your right to have one of these hearings. So I just want to know, sir, do you want to continue the hearing or would you like to just kill your number?
I'm going to kill my number.
Okay. I have a little bit more that I need to go through with you, sir, and I'm going to go through that. And then after that, sir, we'll go ahead and kill your number, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine that the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation on your warrant. Mr. Sotelo, I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The allegation on your warrant states your violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B is demonstrated by your failure to report to the Western Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street, by 10 a.m. the next business day after being discharged from your approved residence at TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 4th, 2018, as directed on May 31st, 2018. The offender's current whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. So based on the admission of Mr. Sotelo, I'm going to find that he was delinquent, but he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and he did relapse and start to use drugs. However, Mr. Sotelo will be released on July 31st of 2018 and wishes to go ahead and kill his number. Therefore, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Sotelo as well.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree Dr. Ryan, agree Mr. Neal, agree Mr. Canone. Mr. Sotelo, the board is willing to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on July 31st of 2018. So when you release, we want to wish you the best of luck and hopefully that you won't have to appear before this board again or have any manual contacts with law enforcement, sir. Thank you for taking the time for appearing on your hearing. You will be released on July 31st of 2018, sir. Thank you.